Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Bringing delight to the heart of God. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10. People want approval and acceptance, and will do any number of things to achieve it. It is one thing to seek the fleeting approval of a parent, spouse, or employer. It is something infinitely more significant to seek and experience the approval of Almighty God, as C.S. Lewis explains. Walk with C.S. Lewis, an English author and defender of the faith in the 1900s. How God thinks of us is infinitely more important than how we think of God. Indeed, how we think of Him is only of importance insofar as it is related to how He thinks of us. In the end, that face, which is the delight or the terror of the universe, must be turned upon each of us, either with one expression or the other, either conferring glory inexpressible or inflicting shame that can never be cured or disguised. It is written that we shall stand before Him, shall appear, shall be inspected. The promise of glory is the promise only possible by the work of Christ, that some of us shall find approval with God. To please God, to be a real ingredient in the divine happiness, to be loved by God, not merely pitied, but delighted in as an artist, delight in His work, or a father in His son. It seems impossible, a weight or burden of glory which our thoughts can hardly sustain. But so it is. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 10.
2 Corinthians 5. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
Perhaps without knowing it, you have been bringing delight to the heart of God. The satisfaction of an artist gazing at his masterpiece, the joy of a father well pleased with his child. Put the two together and they spell approval that will one day be expressed and rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. It's an eternal glory, 2 Corinthians 4:17, that can lift your thoughts in praise to the one who made it possible.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.